Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. I've just been sitting here going through some of the material for my new e-course, Rewriting Fiction, and just looking at the slides and looking at the videos and thinking if there's anything important that I've overlooked or anything that I might like to add. And it occurred to me that it's probably wise to do a podcast about this because this is happening and it's exciting and I need to share it with you. But I also wanted it to be helpful to you, so I can give you a couple of tips around rewriting. And so I started to think, what would be one of the most important things to recognize perhaps around the rewriting process, or what's one of the biggest myths around it? And one of the biggest myths or misconceptions that I see out there when it comes to rewriting is that people confuse tinkering with rewriting. So what I mean by that is they get lost in this process of substituting one word for another and telling themselves that this is rewriting, when in fact it's actually tinkering. And it's not usually making the manuscript any better, but you also risk overwriting the work and actually spoiling it, because often our first choices are the best, and there's a certain spontaneity that comes with the first round of writing your story, and or the first round of writing it with the voice that you've settled on. Let me clarify that. It can take a while to get to the voice that you want to work with, but once you've got that work, that decision, and you've got that voice in place, there is a certain spontaneity that comes with it, and that brings a really lovely energy to a story or a novel. If you get stuck in the tinkering phase, you can spoil that. You can start to let your inner critic write the book. And there's nothing worse than when an inner critic writes a book, because it becomes stilted, it becomes correct, it becomes quite stale, because the inner critic is so fearful. And the inner critic also is not creative. The inner critic doesn't have a clue. The inner critic's just trying to correct stuff, you know? And the inner critic is wanting to be seen in a certain light, so it doesn't want to get anything wrong. So it's scared to be playful. It's scared to be absurd. It's scared to be original, because it is so obsessed with being right. And so when you bring that to your writing, into your story, you can lead yourself into a bit of a schmozzle, and you can end up wrecking it. It's like we've all seen it with ourselves and or our kids, or with kids that we've worked with in terms of art, when to stop. When to stop drawing that picture and call it done. And if you push it too far, you can spoil it, because it becomes overworked. And it's exactly the same with creative writing. So I think it's really important that people understand that there is a difference between tinkering and substituting one word for another and actually rewriting. And that rewriting, for the sake of this course that I'm now in the shop, I have actually broken rewriting down to four basic steps. And under that, I go into a deep dive, but I want to help people to get to a point where rewriting, they understand what it is, but it's also demystified. So rewriting is really about four things. It's about fine-tuning language, it's about making cuts, it's about rearranging stuff, and it's about fleshing stuff out. They're the four things that it's really about. And if you can feel clear about that in your mind, then when it comes to doing a big rewrite, which involves copy editing and structural editing, you can keep coming back to those four steps and you can keep understanding it, what it is you're doing, and not getting lost in the detail or lost in one particular thing, which could be tinkering and conning yourself into believing that you're doing a rewrite when you, 'cause you're not. You're not. Sure, in a copy edit, you're going to have to be selective about the language and fine-tune the language, but that's different to tinkering. It's, you know, copy editing is much more purposeful. So these are the sorts of things that I am playing with and talking about and demonstrating from my own body of work and from actual, images and bits and pieces, story notes, summaries, bios, character bios, maps, all the things, action scenes, choreography. You know, I'm using examples from my own work to demonstrate how I tackle copy edits and how I tackle structural edits. And I'm also sharing lots of personal anecdotes. And in week two, we're going to be talking about working with editors as well and how to get into the right mindset to be able to work really smoothly and productively with an editor. And it's so important in your career to be able to rewrite under direction. This is a big skill. This is a big skill that needs to be mastered and confronted and tackled, is understanding what an editor is asking of you and then being able to act on that. And that doesn't come easily and it doesn't come, naturally for some. So we're looking at that as well. So I guess what I'm saying here is, there's a lot that goes on with a rewrite. There's a lot to learn. And I'm so grateful to the people in my community that asked me to create this course, because I had overlooked it. I had sort of the expert's blind spot around it. You know, there was some underlying assumption with me that everybody knows how to rewrite. Or everybody knows it's scary, but they still do it. but it can derail people, and it can spoil their experience too of the writing journey, if they're not confident with this and they're coming at it with no experience and no knowledge. So that's why I've pulled together this course, and it's a really beautiful little course. It only goes for 2 weeks, but it's packed. It's packed with information to help you, and to help you whether you're writing, YA or middle grade or junior fiction or short stories or whatever it is that you're writing in terms of fiction. If you're writing adult fiction, you're more than welcome to join the course. There's loads in there for you. This is not just about writing for kids. This is about writing. This is about writing fiction. This is how it works. So that's what this course is all about. So I just wanted to let you know that the cart is open at the moment, and it will be open until the 6th of May. So you have until then to hop in. There's a payment plan. So if you want to split the payments over 2 months, you're welcome to do that. There's also a course bundle that I'm offering as well this time around, so that you could, if you wanted to expand your knowledge even further and take a character creation intensive, that's there for you too, super, super cheap. It's like, I think it's $46 or something. Don't quote me on that, but it's in the 40s. It works out to be like, it's a course that I usually sell for, it's an intensive that I usually sell for $167, and you can get it for like 40 something bucks thrown into the bundle with the rewriting course. So that's there too, because I want to be sure that you have a lot of information at your fingertips for when you go to do your rewrite. And that thing does happen when people approach their rewrite and get serious about it, that they do sometimes have to confront the fact that their characters are a bit shabby. God bless them. They just need a little bit more work. And with the character intensive in your back pocket, there's a lot of guidance and a lot of ideas in there about creating really authentic characters in a unique sort of a way. So that's there as well. So yeah, I just wanted to put this podcast out there for you to let you know that that's available. It's called Rewriting Fiction, a 2-week deep dive into the practicalities and mindset of rewriting fiction. And that's in the Girl and Duck shop at the moment. And the link is in the bio. And of course, the course includes a live call with me, a live coaching call, so that no stone is left unturned, so that you have a chance to talk to me and we have a chance to talk about your unique problems and how you're dealing with them and how I can help you with them. So that's right at the end of the course. That will be in Zoom, and that will add to the recorded stuff and help you even further. So yeah, check it out in the links. And hopefully I'll see you in there. This is, I just want to flag too, this is the only time this year that I'll be running this course, just because my schedule is a bit packed. So if you do want to hop in, you don't have to be able to do it during the live round. You can just buy it and do it when it suits you. You know, you've got access to it for the lifetime of the course. So you can just hop in there and do it at your own leisure. Yeah, so that's what's happening in the Girl and Duck world. And I will be back again soon with some more tips for you about creative writing. In the meantime, stay scribbly, stay creative, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.